Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
There has been a lot, I mean a lot, of ice building up on Lake Erie, and with your restaurant so close to it, how have things been looking there?
Well, right now it's okay. It's not really high. The water's frozen. It looks like the moon out there right now. This kind of happened a couple years ago, but the ice mounds out on the lake were broken up more, and they were definitely higher. I guess what I'm afraid of is with the weather becoming a little bit nicer, the ice should break up, and then maybe it will develop, get like a higher level. And then the wind or the current, the water could push it closer to the break wall by, you know, the restaurant at Hoax and even, Hoover Beach, all the people who live along the shoreline could be affected by that as well. But right now, it's good because we as the restaurant like when the water's frozen, because like last night, for instance, there was gusts of 70-mile-an-hour winds, which is very dangerous. And if the water wasn't frozen, the waves would be crashing up on the restaurant, and then we'd have the same effect as we did, you know, these last couple of years where the restaurant would be frozen like an ice castle. And then it's just a lot of weight on the restaurant with all the ice being just, you know, spot on. It would just freeze because it's so cold. So I guess to answer your question, right now everything's good, and we like when the water's frozen. But that could change, with the weather getting a little bit warmer, but again, it's not really high. So I do feel safe and I do feel confident that we're going to be okay.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, another concern that could come out of this ice is when it does warm up, it could cause some flooding. Is that something
your
restaurant ever has to deal with?
Sure. I mean, like I said, if the waves, if it breaks up and the waves come out of that ice and they hit the restaurant, you'll get leaks through the windows. It's going to come in. It'll find its way somehow, some way. You know, with the two sump pumps we got in the basement, that helps out a lot. But yeah, it has flooded before, but we've been very fortunate as of late that we are, you know, lucky enough that we haven't had to deal with that in a little bit now.
And what have you been hearing from the local neighborhoods? Are anybody concerned about this ice, or are they pretty much used to this at this point?
Basically, they're used to it. You know, this usually happens now every so often, every other couple of years. It's been happening. I think this is the first time the Lake Erie has frozen in quite some time now. I mean, it's not frozen all the way out, but you know. You're talking 3,000 yards out. It looks like it's frozen. I don't know how in the middle how it's doing, but you know, right by the edge and the shoreline, it's pretty solid. So we're fortunate about that. If it just stays like that, we're good. But you know, you just never know with Mother Nature.
All right, Kevin. And then just one final question: is there anything that maybe I didn't ask you, or something you would think would be important to add to this?
No, I just hope that all the restaurants along the shoreline and Hoover Beach. The residents are just safe, and we'll get through this all together.